Welcome to the Lighthouse, everybody. We have a very exciting topic tonight. So it is Friday, September 20th, 2019. It's a great time to relax and hang out with friends on a Friday night for inspiring discussions and company. We invite everybody to grab a glass of wine, a cold beer, or a cup of coffee, tea, and just come into our living room, the Lighthouse, for an evening of roundtable discussion with members of the Sacred Embers team. The amazing topic that we have tonight is synchronicities and the not-so-coincidental coincidences. We welcome all callers to join in, ask questions related to the discussion topic or something to share within the conversation. We are not going to be doing free psychic readings tonight. The Friday show is all about learning, sharing experiences, and growth. We are here to help one another explore deep topics that have come along the way in our life and spiritual journeys. So tonight's panel includes Natasha Scott, myself, Laura Onerheim, and Felicia Chance. Make sure to join us in our chat room. It's really important that you guys make a free Blog Talk Radio account because for some reason, you need to have the account to actually talk in the chat room. If you just came onto the link and saw all of us talking, you wouldn't have the capability to actually chat in there. So make sure you make the free account. Additional team members may pop in and out during the show. You may find them in the chat room, and that's always fun because we love to make this an evening with friends and just having inspiring conversation. So we are waiting for Natasha, but right now we have myself and Felicia. Why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself? You have a very exciting little story about you.
Oh, my gosh. Which story do you want?
Let's hear about the angels.
Oh, the angels. Oh, yes. So I am an empath, psychic intuitive, an angel channeler, and a medium. And I am a born psychic, and I actually did not find out that I was a medium or an angel channeler till last year. And that was pretty shocking. And I kind of uncovered it like by accident. So it really, it took a lot to kind of come to terms with that because it was really pretty shocking. And I guess I could do it my whole life. I just hadn't tried. So somebody said one day, hey, why don't you try to do this? And I was like, I can't do that. What are you talking about? So I did try it, and it took me like 6 minutes. And I thought, oh, okay, I guess I have this ability. So it was pretty shocking, but and then after a while, I got a spiritual coach because I really needed somebody to ask some questions, to answer some questions that I had about things. But now I'm pretty used to it. So I do have a connection to the angels, which is great. I really love that. And they're here with me now, as a matter of fact. I thought this was going to be like a pretty easy, like the lighthouse is kind of calm and it's just like a discussion and I feel like I should be like sitting by a fireplace or something. But they're here because they're excited. They're like, they're really, really liking this topic because they have something to say about it. And I'm like, really? Okay. I'm sure they'll pop in and say something. And I'm really looking forward to people chatting in the chat and talking about all their synchronicities because there are some great stories and I can't wait to hear them. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a little bit.
Absolutely. And we have, it looks like we have Miss Britt 86 in the chat, and she says, hi, everyone. Angel synchronicity is cray cray today. It really is.
Wow.
And I wanted to say that we finally have Natasha on. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hey.
Good.
Hi, Felicia.
Hey.
We would love to hear about you, Natasha. What are your, like, skills? What makes you you in the spiritual world as a light worker?
Okay. So I'm a master energy healer. I'm also a happiness coach. And I also am a palm reader. And then I also give angel oracle card reading. Those are the official spiritual business things I do.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's awesome. Wow.
And the happiness coaching, that developed from palmistry reading clients, because they'd get a reading, but then they wanted advice, you know, and which way to go with their life. We'd keep talking after the reading. So that's how the happiness coach thing came about. So that way, you know, we could continue the communication.
Yeah, I think
I love that.
As light workers, we're, you know, really into being spiritual guides. So that makes so much sense to be a happiness coach. That's beautiful. And that's something that kind of came within you, right? Like you were just like,
yeah,
stepped into
it,
that
it evolved
role.
It evolved.
Wow.
But I also, and everything I do, I'm self-taught pretty much, but like learning from spiritual teachers and then learning from spiritual books on different topics. So
wow, when you said master healer, I was like, my jaw dropped. I was like, that is
me
so
too.
Cool.
I know, me too. I was like, I can't even imagine all that entails. That's a lot.
And yeah, and that's not based on my assessment of me. That's more based on client feedback, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the
Absolutely.
Ones who tell me that they basically will tell me that they've just not experienced other energy healings they've had were not the same as mine. Mine stood out in some way. And then, and just a lot of the clients that I get with their back, I mean, they will not ever need pain medication again. Their spine will be feeling so much better. So,
that's amazing.
Thank you. What about you, ladies? What do you ladies share with everyone?
Yeah, Laura, you haven't said anything.
I'm Laura, and I'm a psychic intuitive. I have all the clairs, and I use them simultaneously. I also use tarot and oracle cards to help kind of paint a bigger picture for my clients. And I'm also a medium, and I can straight channel spirit. It's almost like having them merge with my energy, and I write with their help. So I have my friend Ryan who passed away, and he was part of the Sacred Embers, and he will just kind of merge with my energy, and we'll just start writing, and it's awesome. So I've been able to do that also with my spirit team, and then also my husband's birth mom who passed away, and for other readings as well, like people's loved ones will just come in and I'll merge and channel with them through writing. So a lot of my readings are done through writing, because I feel like with it being through writing, I'm able to push my ego out of the way, push my aura and my human self to the side, and let spirit just directly give the message. So I love to do the writing, but a lot of my psychic work can be done on the phone because I'm kind of just, you know, utilizing the clairs and using the cards. So, yeah, I love to do it. It's a lot of fun. I've been like this forever, and I just recently came out of the closet about the beginning of 2019, the winter of 2019. So, yeah, it's been a fun ride, but, you know, it's weird because I've always been an empath, and when you really open up to your spiritual abilities and you're like, yeah, I'm going to start reading for people and I'm going to start going down that path, your empath skills are like heightened times a thousand. So a lot of protection. A lot of protection needs to start coming in. So it's a learning. Yeah, it's a learning curve. But hi, Irene. I see you in the chat. She's saying hello to everybody. That's awesome.
You know, Laura, yeah. I want to say that you are one of the most extremely accurate psychics I have ever met. You downplay your skill, yes, but you, I mean, it really is incredible. And this is the first time I've had a chance to talk to Natasha, but I've seen her her website with her abilities, and it's pretty amazing what she's got listed down there. So I was pretty interested to hear, you know, Natasha talk tonight, because I'm sure it's going to be fascinating. So I'm excited.
You know,
thank you, Felicia.
No pressure, Natasha.
It's good that it's the radio, because then everyone won't see my red cheeks.
One of the topics that we were going to talk about tonight was trees and crystals, and we're going to save that for a different day. But when Felicia, when you were talking about like how amazing Natasha's skills are, I was brought back to a time where me and Natasha had done, I believe it was a Zoom, and we were quite literally feeding off of each other, and it was almost like Natasha was like a charged crystal. Like my energy reading next to Natasha was like enhanced. The information coming through was so much greater. So Natasha, you really do have that like energetic, like you have a really high quality energy, and it's like you kind of just feed empaths around you. So I wanted to say that.
Well,
very healing. Very good.
Thank you. I'm very honored to hear that. Thank you so much.
Oh,
you know what?
Yeah.
It's like I do work in an office. I have a full-time job. And then when someone's not feeling well, I'm at the front desk. I just tell them to sit in the reception area, and within 10 minutes, they're feeling much better. And I continue working.
Wow.
And they talk to me, but they just need to be a few feet away from me. Right. So then and a lot of the time, though, when people message me about a healing, they say to me, did you already start the healing? I'm like, no. It's like it gets sent just because you've told me what your issue is. It's being sent already. So it's operating on a higher level.
Awesome.
Right. Because you know how we're like, OK, I've got to focus on this. You know, this is my 3D life. I've got to focus on sending you healing.
Yeah.
And obviously I do that with my clients, but it's already going. It's like the higher part of me, like if you want to call it the higher self, the soul self, whatever you want to call it. It's like, yeah, we're going to go help this person. And that person already starts feeling it without me officially starting.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
you're
amazing.
All energy. It is amazing. Like, did you always know that you had that ability? Like when you were a kid, did you know that you had that?
No, but when I was a kid, I would bring home all the injured birds and all that kind of stuff.
I knew
and come back
you
to
were
going to
say that. I knew you were going to say that because I was getting like, I bet she brings home injured animals and they all heal.
Yes. But you know, you're a kid, right? You're like, I'm going to try this. And it's like, no one can tell you no. You're just going to do it. But,
you're like an energy ball.
I think,
thank you. I was going to just
even
say,
if you're not.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just
oh, I
just
really
like,
quick as well.
Yeah. Okay, go
you go, Natasha. You go.
Oh. With things with my energy field, I wouldn't know unless people told me. You see what I'm saying? Like, so someone would sit in the lobby and say, oh, I just feel so much better sitting here for a few minutes, and I know it's my healing. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
It's like you start to connect the pieces, right? And you're always learning
That's
as you go along. Because it's not like your guides give you a little handbook. Oh, look, you can do this and you can do that. No, it's just like this exploration, and you're learning something new all the time. But it's so much feedback from other people or animals or plants or whatever.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Thanks. Thank you. So you guys, it's all about where you put your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where
that's
you put
true.
Your head. Like, if you're under stress, you're not going to have a lot of energy to share with people. But if you can just pull yourself back and regroup, then you have a lot to share with people.
Wow.
And
that's really brilliant.
That's what all spiritual people are trying to do, right? We try to pull ourselves back if we get thrown off balance.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I wanted to say hello to Connect Joy, which is Felicia's sister, and also hello to Viva 3. We love that you guys are joining us. If you have anything to share, please comment in the chat room. We will actually be able to answer your questions about the topic tonight. And for those of you just joining, the topic is going to be synchronicities and also coincidences that are never coincidences. So,
exactly.
What do you think we should start off with? Should we start off with synchronicities or coincidences?
They're
synchronicities.
Same thing, aren't they?
How about that one? Yeah, well,
pretty much.
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah, they're pretty much. And
okay.
I also want to give a shout out to Sue. She says she's listening to the show, and she says our energy is full of life. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you. All right. So synchronicities. Anything you guys want to share that just pops out to you about that?
I'm going to say something first off, only because the angels are here, because they really, really love this subject. I actually really didn't think, because this was going to just be like a discussion, I didn't really think that they would be so present, but they're really, really excited about this. So they want me to say that angels really are messengers of God, and they're so excited about this subject because synchronicities are like the number one way that they can reach people and communicate with people. So people who don't really have, you know, abilities that are so focused that they can, like, you know, hear like we can so easily. This is the number one way that they love to reach people. So a lot of people, like if they're lonely or sad or they're having a hard time, they've got angels standing right next to them, and yet they can't feel them, they can't hear them. And angels do everything that they can to try to make you feel better, try to guide you, try to help you. And so that's why they love this subject so much. So they're pushing me to talk about this real quick. And this is their number one way to get through. And so they want people to know that when you feel like you're alone, you're not alone. And they're going to do everything that they can to try to get you to notice that they're talking to you. So when we talk about all the synchronicities, everybody's going to be like, oh, I've had that happen. I've had that happen. So as soon as we start talking about them, people are going to recognize more. And I have to say that I never really paid too much attention to synchronicities. Like, you would think that I would, being psychic, but I didn't. But since we talk about it so much, I've really noticed it so much more. And it happens all the time, and I've just really paid attention to it lately. But it really is incredible. So it's going to be really fun to listen to people's stories and listen to your stories, and I'm excited to get going. But they wanted me to say that because they really want people to know that they are there for them. And it's hard for them to stand by and people not know that they're there. And they also want to say that if you are feeling lonely or sad, just ask for their assistance. You know, say prayers, and then they can help you because they love to do it. So that's my little beginning spiel that they wanted me to say. There you go.
That's really beautiful.
That's wonderful.
You know how they say with angels, they give the angel numbers, which would be like 1111, 11, 11, 11, or no, 222, not one.
Mm-hmm.
It would be 111. But is that always them, or do you think that could also be like spirit friends, spirit guides, stuff like that, or do you think that's angels?
That's a really interesting question. I always thought it was angels, but you know
mm-hmm.
what? I don't know for sure. I don't know, and it's funny that you put 1111 on the podcast because that's the number
mm-hmm.
I get the most in my life. I get that one the most out of any numbers of anything. I don't know what numbers people normally get, but I get that one the most. That is a really interesting question. I have to listen
and you know,
to answer that.
Natasha, what were you going to say?
Laura, I was going to say that when people start seeing the numbers, that's actually one of the early signs that they're beginning to realize that they create their own reality and that they're supported by their angels and guides. That's like one of the first signs that you're really listening and paying attention to your angels and guides.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. That is so brilliant, Natasha.
Yeah, it's like the numbers are the early stage, because then after that, they're like, look at the numbers. You see in the numbers? And then they want you to look at the people you're meeting or the animals you're coming into contact with. So it's like they like to make your mind focus on the numbers, because then you're going to start to naturally focus on the other things.
Wow, that is so brilliant. And it is, it's almost like you're always, like you said, you're co-creating with the universe. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, it really is interesting. I think the numbers are the thing that people say the most, so when Natasha was saying that, I think it is like the one of the very first things that people notice, right? They notice numbers a lot, and then they'll start to notice other things that happen pretty often. But I think maybe numbers might be the one people see the most at first. And then it seems like more and more synchronicities happen, right? I mean, that's kind of in my case. I don't know if it was in everybody's case.
Now that I look back on it, yeah, that's huge. Like seeing the numbers repeat, that was definitely a starting sign for me as well.
Right. What is
I'm
that?
Not sure
is
that is.
Natasha's, is that Natasha's energy messing stuff?
Oh my.
Natasha,
I hope
what are you doing? What is that?
Let me see really quick who that is. Well, it stopped. So I was going to like try muting people and see what that was coming from. But we do have a question in the chat room, and they're saying, in what ways do angels try to get you to notice them?
Oh,
and that's
gosh.
Probably a question for you.
For me, you think?
Oh, yeah.
So many ways. Like, okay, so numbers is a way that they'll get you to notice. On your clock, you'll see like 1111 or 222 or 333. You'll see it on like numbers on receipts or license plates. Like in one day, you might see 11:11 on a license plate, on your, you know, your clock, your phone, on a receipt, all in the same day. And finally, like the ninth time they give it to you, you're like, oh, hey, you know, I've seen this number a lot today. I'm sure, like, the angels went crazy trying to, like, show me stuff over and over and over again before I even noticed. But one of the other ways is, have you ever seen, like, stickers on cars, like the bumper stickers? And you'll see it'll say, like, we have your back, or angels are everywhere, or you might see something that says on a bumper sticker, like, somebody loves you, and you'll notice just when you're feeling bad, you know, and you don't notice it any other time usually, but all of a sudden you'll feel, you know, kind of sad maybe, and then you'll just look up and you'll see something like that. And those are the kind of things that they'll really try to get you to notice, to let you know that you're not alone, that, you know, you're supported, you're looked after. Those are just a couple examples. I mean, I have a lot, but I don't want to say them all because I'm sure you guys have a lot too. I've got like 16 of them, so.
I was gonna
do you have one you want to share?
Well, when she brought up the license plate, and I put it on my blog too, I drove past this guy's pickup truck, and his license plate said New World. And I was like, ooh, 5D world, right?
Wow.
Because we're ascending and all that. And I was like, wow, that's just beautiful. So, there's lots of
you know what, Natasha? I was worried that I was going to mess up that word too, because sometimes that word is easy to say and sometimes it's not. And I'm like, I wonder how many times tonight I'm going to mess it up. So thanks for doing it first.
But also because the three of us, when we're talking about high vibration topics, and it's like, okay, there goes the logical side of my brain.
Oh, yeah.
The intuitive side is out in full force. You know, it's all about symbols, not words.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
Yeah.
You know,
our higher
a huge sign.
Go ahead.
Yeah. A huge sign that I got, well, ever since my friend Ryan passed away, again, part of the Sacred Embers Network. He sends a lot of signs, a lot of synchronicities, a lot of coincidental things. I feel like I've gotten more synchronicities in the past few months that he's passed away than I have ever had. For example, there was one time where I was talking to my new friend Tom. He's part of the Enter the Light show. And he was saying that he got the impression that Ryan was really protective over me. And he was like, anytime I connect with him, he's like kind of protecting your aura, your energy. He doesn't want me to like look at it. But I was laughing at that. And I was just like, you know, okay, whatever. So I wanted to listen to one of Ryan's podcasts that we did. We had some of these Ryan Heavenly Healings that we did. And the podcast got stuck at 1444. And I said, okay, that's weird. It's still playing, but it's stuck on 444. So I just was like, for the heck of it, I'm going to look up 444 angel number. And that number was all about your guardian was assigned to protect you in all ways. So then, you know, Ryan has a support group called Ryan's Heavenly Healings. And I thought, you know, that's a synchronicity. I'm going to post that. That's crazy. That's two different ways that he was synchronizing. Well, actually just one because, you know. Anyway, the third was, or the second. I'm getting confused. My logical brain's out the freaking window. Anyway, as I am going on to share this in the group saying, you know, and I love to say, Ryan is not gone. He's still with us. He's still giving messages, and he's brilliant at it. So I'm typing it in, and something tells me to look at the clock, and it said, it is 4:44 p.m., And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. So he was confirming, yes, I am very protective over your energy, Laura. I am still alive. I'm still here, and I'm giving you messages. So
that's amazing.
It was beautiful in that. Yeah, so, I mean, really, this, what I love about this, the spiritual practice that we're all in, is we're able to truly bridge the gap between beyond the veil and the physical to really show people, yes, your loved ones that you loved in this lifetime, they're not dead. They have, and Ryan likes to say, they've leveled up. He doesn't like to say they've crossed over, they passed on, rest in peace. He hates that. He likes to say, I leveled up in the video game. So, he leveled up, guys. It's just beautiful. I love spirit. I love that everybody has these abilities, too, and they can tap in at any time that they want to, and they can connect with their loved ones. It's truly beautiful, and I'm getting the channeling now that God gave you these abilities. They're not gifts for the very few and far between. God gave every single one of you abilities, and he's saying, especially if you're listening right now, it's not a coincidence that you're listening to this message right now. You, yes, you have abilities. It's time to wake up and use them. So that's what I got to say. Anyone else have a synchronicity?
Very true. That was awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was one of the things, like, I had written on the paper. Sorry, angels. I forgot to say, they were like, please say that there's no coincidences, that all coincidences have meaning and nothing happens by chance. And they're like, please bring that up. And, you know,
yes,
have people ask for signs, and then they'll see these synchronicities and how they flow. And, of course, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention it. But when you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I was supposed to say that. I think another super popular synchronicity is music. Radio,
oh, yeah.
Your radio in your car is probably the biggest one. You know, I listen to the music, but I don't really listen to it. But then every once in a while, when you really need to hear something, you really need to hear a message, whether you're feeling down or you just need a pick-me-up or whatever it is, that's the time when you're listening to the radio that all of a sudden, like, you peek up and you're like, you perk up and you're like really listening to a song and the words. And I was writing down a few of the songs that will come up that are pretty, like, have like really big messages behind them that a lot of people notice. I think the one that's coming up a lot lately is that artist named Lizzo, right? Truth Hurts.
Oh, yeah.
It's like really popular right now. And that's been coming up a lot for people who have just like have been in like relationship problems. And it's kind of like a wake-me-up song for people who are, like, wondering, should I dump my boyfriend? It's like an empowerment song, too. So it's really, really popular right now. And that's a big one for a lot of women. They love that song, and when they hear it, they get really, like, pumped up and excited. That's really, they're telling me, that's a big message one for people. Another one is 100%. Aerosmith. You're right, right? It really and it like uplifts your spirit, and it really, like, music really touches people because it touches your emotions, and sound is something that really can get to you. Another one was Aerosmith's Dream On. In the lyrics, it'll say, dream until your dreams come true. That's like a big one to empower people when they're sitting there thinking, you know, nothing's working out, you know, everything's not going right. And then that song comes on, and then, like, angels will be, like, really kind of pushing you to, like, listen. And when you listen to the lyrics and the song, you know, it really makes an impact on you. let's see, what else did I write? Another one was I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. That's really an old song, but it comes up a lot still. And that's a really good one for to keep you going. And this last one I'll just say is Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd is one that has Ooh. Been for me for the past, like, 2 months. And the reason I keep hearing it, and I know the reason why, is because it's a very basic, simple song about just being yourself and enjoying the simple things in life and not, like, being anything that you're not. Just live life simply, and it's the most beautiful thing of all. And I really kind of resonate with that song. So those are a big one.
It looks like we have a couple more questions in the chat. Why don't we have let's have Natasha answer this one, and then we'll bounce it back to you, Felicia. This one says, what do you recommend doing when you see the numbers? Do you say hi, or do you do something more active? That question goes to Natasha.
Well, it does mean you're on the right path. So you can basically review the decisions that you've been making lately and know that you're doing the right thing. You're really following your intuition. You're really connecting with your angels and your guides. That's what I would say with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then
absolutely.
That's awesome.
And just look for just the next thing will be coming up after the numbers too. So that people are paying attention to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have another question. And so Irene says that she sees Ra, and she said it's supposed to be an Egyptian god of the sun. And I'm going to tell you right now, because I'm connected to Ryan, the Ra is Ryan Adragna, and also he would always, always, always use and utilize the Egyptian god of the sun. He would always say, connect with Ra, connect with Gaia, the energy of Ra, the sun god Ra. Like that, that's 110% Ryan connecting with you. Now, Felicia, she said she only really sees 1111. Do you want to answer that one?
That is so interesting that you said that about Ryan, because when I think back and I think about, like, I think I've seen a couple of his podcasts, he does do that, right? So that's pretty incredible. I know Irene wrote that. So he's definitely, you know, trying to give her a sign, right, that he's around. The 1111, you know, I didn't know about the angel numbers, honestly, until maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 months ago. And it's only because people kept talking about them. I probably got them my whole life and ignored every single one of them. You know, my angels were probably so tired of giving me numbers like, hey, hey, hey. But I will say, like, when this past year, I've really noticed numbers a lot. And so now when they give them, I do pay attention to them, and I'm like, okay, I got it. Thank you. Like, I'm like, yeah, I got it. So it's
awesome.
Funny, last week for 3 nights in a row, I woke up exactly at 218 every night for 3 nights. And I ignored it the first 2 nights. And then the last night, I was like, okay, I get it. I'm going to look it up in the morning and see what it says. And I did. And it takes a lot for me to notice stuff. But I will say they really are, the numbers are really, they do come up a lot. A lot.
And 1111 is a master number, and it signifies intuition, insight, and enlightenment. And enlightenment, it's a clear message from the universe to become conscious and aware. And many people suggest that seeing 1111 signifies that your spirit guides are attempting to contact you. And I got that from lonerwolf.com.
Yeah, I looked up the meeting. Yeah.
What was that?
I was going to say, it's ridiculous that I kept getting that number and just ignoring it for so long. And it was basically telling me, please notice you have abilities, please. How many times do we have to show you the number?
And I think even though every single person has the abilities, not everybody has to use them. They're there, but you don't have to unlock them. But I'm interested to hear more synchronicities that Natasha has.
Yes.
Well, I think because we've been talking about the numbers, numerology comes in. Like my life path is in 11. And then I noticed that I tend to start jobs or move house in an 11th month, which is November.
Wow.
And even like the calendar month on the 11th and the 29th, you know, whatever number adds up to 11, there's usually something that stands out. So I think people need to look at their life path number because they probably will see a lot of things happen that are connected to that particular number.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Do you ladies know your life path number?
No.
Okay.
It's okay.
There's online calculators. You can put in your whole birth date and it will calculate it for you. And then you can just pay attention to see if that comes up for you or not.
Okay. I'll have to do that. I definitely will do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure mine is 3, but I could be wrong. I'm going to, like, literally look it up on the side here. If you're in the chat, go look it up. They have free calculators online. And I'll do it on the side while we're listening to the podcast. We do have another question in the chat, and if you're listening and you're in the chat room or you're just listening on the side, join the chat room because you guys can ask us questions and you can tell us about your synchronicities. So the next question is, and whoever, I guess for this one, like whoever answers, because this one is kind of, some of us might not have this experience. So they say, does anyone else hear sirens or honks or loud noises and take that as a warning?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. That doesn't happen to me.
Yeah. I don't because I'm psychic, I hear loud ringing in my ear as a warning. And also I'll actually hear words like, look out, a car's coming, be careful, you know, going down this street or go down a different street. So I've got it a little bit easier because I'll actually hear usually an angel talking to me, telling me something. That and the ringing of the ears is what I get the most. How about you guys?
Ringing of the ears, yes. And yeah, Ryan would always say, if you hear that going on in your ear, that's an angel number. Look up, he said, look at the clock when you hear that and then look up angel numbers. And that's also a sign from angels. That's funny you said that. That's really cool you said that, Felicia. I think you're channeling.
I get that a lot. And the louder it is, the more that they're like, hey, we're here right now, so pay attention. We have something that we want to tell somebody or something that we really want you to notice. The louder it is, the more I know that I'm really supposed to say something or do something or act on something. And I am lucky because I can hear words and I can hear them, you know, actually in word form, they'll say something to me. And that's a pretty good warning. I used to get that as a kid a lot. They used to say things like, watch out, like, you're a kid and you're not really paying attention. And I was going to cross the street a few times and not look. I don't know why. I just, like, caught in my own head. And then I would hear, look out, there's a car. And then, you know, it would save my life quite a bit. So I'm lucky that way, but
I
can't remember.
Say that,
yeah, go ahead.
Laura, that person asking that question, they obviously have clear audience.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Right?
Right. That's their way, right, for their warning?
Yes. So their angels and guides are giving them the information that way?
Yeah, that makes sense, because that's Felicia's sister. It runs in the family.
It
yeah.
does. It runs in the family. She's more, she got the healing side. And, you know, I was psychic all my life, but I kept it hidden. And we didn't really talk about it. When she was a little bit older, she would talk to me about she liked to do Reiki and all the healing stuff. And I didn't know anything about it. And I believed her completely. And I knew that I was psychic, so I figured, you know, it kind of runs in families. So we definitely have that trait. But it's interesting because she got the healing side, and then I got the more communication side, seems like.
Wow.
Very interesting.
You know, I'll tell you guys, I got another synchronicity from Ryan like a little bit ago during this podcast. Like, he's here with us. And it's really, it's actually really funny because I'm on Google and I'm looking up synchronicities. And all of a sudden, I got like zoomed into one little area and it was a yin yang sign. So I clicked on it because that's also something that me and Ryan would have together, the yin yang. And I clicked on it and it said, a yin yang synchronicity. Thank you, angels. I trust your well-timed guidance and signs. And I'm just like, Ryan, you're crazy. Well-timed guidance and signs. Like, it's like really crazy. I love it.
I do. Awesome. I love that.
Another one I'm going to have to add that one to the website too.
I love that. Oh,
another mini blog post. You know, some other synchronicities that you can have as well. When you're thinking of somebody and then you see them within the week, like someone that you might not have been thinking about, or you're thinking about them, you message them, and then they were like, I've been thinking of you too. Like, things like that can be really crazy for a synchronicity.
Yep.
What gets really weird is I have a psychic sister, and we will have the same thoughts during the week. We'll kind of like telepathically project different thoughts. We'll think about the same person, and then we'll come together and be like, I was thinking of that person too. I was thinking of that song too. I watched that video too. So there's a lot of different synchronicities that can happen, a lot of them.
Yeah. So many. It's just amazing. When I started to write down how many there were, I was like, wow, I could go on forever. There's so many. How about you, Natasha? Do you have any more?
Oh, I have tons.
We want to hear them.
Well, just things like one of my friends said to me, this was a few years back, do you want to go up to like to the local spiritual meetup? And I was like, I guess so. Let's go check it out. And she's just very skimming the surface with all that. And I'm really into it. And so we ended up going to the spiritual meetup. And I ended up meeting Soul Family. And so it's just not anything I was expecting.
Wow.
So I was pretty amazed by all that.
Yeah, that's so great when that happens, right?
For sure.
I think with that, we can lead into coincidences because I have a story very similar to that where I had been really wanting to have like close friends and I kept having like friends that would backstab me or just they wouldn't be like really good friends. And for some reason, I just decided that I was going to start going to the local dog park in a new area that I moved to. And I met what I would call a soul family as well, like you had just said, it all clicked, and we started hanging out every single day. They were exactly the kind of people I would want to spend time with. They were reciprocal, where they would give the energy and receive the energy. Receive and take. I don't know how to say that. Receive and
no,
take the energy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, equal balance. So it was like a really cool friendship. They ended up being in my wedding. It was just like,
wow.
I met them at the dog park. Can you imagine? Talk about a coincidence. What about you guys for coincidences?
You know what? I'm going to say, like, the biggest one this year, like this whole past year, is meeting the Sacred Embers group. That all just fell into place, like flowed
mm-hmm.
just like a river, because I had been listening to, like, looking at one website, the Channeling Eric at the website, and there were some mediums on there and some healers, and certain people will always stick out for me that I'm supposed to, like, contact. So Ryan's name, like, stood out, and for 9 months I wanted to contact him. And I just kept putting it off because there was so much going on, and I had gotten a couple illnesses, and I kept thinking, you know, I should contact him. I've never had, you know, a healer before, and I wonder if they can help. So his name just really stuck out. So 9 months go by, and I'm really being pushed this 1 week, like, you need to call him, you need to call him, you need to call him. So I call him on a Monday. And we set up a consult. I spoke to him on that Tuesday, the very next day. And then he was like, okay, I'm going to do a healing session with you on Thursday of that same week. And I said, okay. And when I talked to him during the consult, he talked about Sacred Embers and wanted me to, you know, look up the website and join the group. He thought it would be great. And I was like, okay. And I mean, I really had this great connection with him. And then I was just really blown away because just a few days later on that Friday, he had passed away. And I know that was no coincidence. You know, it's a coincidence, but it's not. I mean, after 9 months, I called him on the very last day that I could possibly contact him to actually be able to talk to him, because I think it was Tuesday that he got really ill, if I recall.
Wow.
So, or Wednesday, right? Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I really waited to the absolute last minute, and I was really pushed to contact him, and I'm so glad that I did, and that was no coincidence. I mean, it is, but it's not, right? And so, and here
yeah,
I am. I mean, I'm
no
doing a podcast I never thought I would do because I'm super shy. And if you had said you're going to do a podcast, I would be like, you are insane. I will never, ever, ever do this.
Oh, that's
but that's
awesome.
Probably, yeah, the biggest coincidence I can think of ever.
Amazing.
I don't think I'm ever going to top that.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
There's more
happening.
To come.
You know, synchronicities are really the universe's way of saying yes. It's like, you're on the right path. Keep going. We're here.
Exactly.
When you're meant to do something, it'll just flow. There will be no resistance. You'll just flow into it. It'll be yours. So, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, fight to get things that they need or get things that they want, or they try so hard to do all these things, but you're actually just causing resistance in the universe. The universe is going to vibrate back to you whatever you're vibrating out. So as long as you're just cool as a cucumber and you let the universe do its job and you just kind of project and follow your passion and take care of your energetic soul and have fun and do you, you're going to get there. You're going to do what you need to do. Like, I have a very similar story to Felicia, where I was following channeling Eric too, and I saw Ryan, of course, and I had talked to him a few times, and I saw the post. He was going to be doing the Sacred Embers podcast, and I had called in all the time to listen to the show, and I would connect with them. And within a year later, I'm on the network. So it's weird how it all flows.
Yes. Yes. When I talk to the angels, when I do readings for people, a common thing they'll say a lot when they talk, when it's like a channeled message, is they'll talk about how things flow, and they'll always say, like, let it flow like a river, let it flow like a stream. Like, that's a really common thing that's like an analogy that they try to give to people. They talk about streams a lot and water and flowing, and that's pretty common.
Yeah, resisting. I had someone tell me once that if you were ever in a situation where you were stuck in quicksand, the more you suffer, the more you struggle, the more you try to get out, the deeper and deeper and deeper you're going to get. So you might as well just surrender and let it happen the way it needs to happen. I don't know if that's the best one, but what I am trying to say is surrender to the universe. I don't know if you want to surrender to the pit, but if you did try to fight it, you'd go under. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't fight it.
Right. If you struggle, it makes it worse, right? So they're just kind of like, have faith and let it flow. Just have faith and take a step back sometimes and take a deep breath. And that's, you know, pretty good advice a lot of the time. It's hard to do sometimes, but it really works a lot of the time.
Well, I see a lot of people suffering by trying to control. Have you guys ever noticed that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, well, you're so right.
No, that's true, because, like, my mom still has the Christian belief system. And then I always tell her, I don't want to get too worried about anything, because I really think my angels and guides plan everything for me, and I just step into it. And she'll be just stressing and worried about everything, and I just tell her, where's your faith in God if that's your belief system?
True.
True.
Right?
Right? It's hard not to worry, but you are so right, because the more that you try to control something and worry about something, it's not doing anything but just kind of making it worse. It's like a wasted energy.
Yeah.
It gives a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, and
truly,
there's no need for that, because, you know, your higher self, your angels, your guides, and then they all come through in your intuition. And if you're listening to your intuition, you're being guided well.
Yep.
Oh, my God. How many times have you guys not listened to your intuition and it backfires like a nuclear explosion?
Totally.
Do tell, Laura.
Darn.
Do tell.
It is so bad. Well, you know, I'll give you an example, and this actually is from a TV show on CBS. Well, I'm addicted to Big Brother right now. And Nicole on there, I'm rooting for her. She's an underdog. And she said, you know, the one time she did not listen to her gut in that game, and she listened to Cliff, which is another guy she was paired with in the game, she said everything went hog wild. Everything started blowing up, and you got to listen to your gut. Every time you got to listen to your gut. I mean, also, there was, and the thoughts, you got to listen to the thoughts, too, because your spirit guides are always talking to you through your thoughts as well, and not in a crazy way. They'll just kind of plant seeds. They'll give you those aha moments, those light bulb moments. There's a reason why we have all these euphemisms and, like, little sayings, because they do really come from somewhere. there was one time where I was getting rid of items from my house, and I was like driving to this girl's house. She bought a lot of picture frames from me, and one of them was broken. It got broken on the drive, and my guide said, you have a broken picture frame in there. You're going to need to look at that. But it came in as a thought, like, going to need to look at that, going to need to look at that. And I was like, no, that's stupid. I'm not going to do that. Whatever. I checked before I left. They're not broken. I put them in the garage where she told me to put them. I left. They said, well, you're going to get a text message from her. What happened? I got a text message from her that said, one of the frames is broken. I had to refund the money. I was like, oh, backfire. Listen, people. Nuclear explosions.
How many times do you not listen to Ryan when he says something and then it backfires and he says, Laura, I told you so. Oh, like the one where he was telling you when you were cooking, he was saying, look at your pot, look at your pan, look at your pan, look at your pan. And you like totally ignored him and your stuff was burning.
Yep. He gets mad when I don't listen to him. He's like, you can hear me. Why are you ignoring me? Hello. Well, guess you don't need my help then. He gets spiteful.
Oh, my God.
That's
so funny.
Yes, Miss Britt in the chat says, yes, Team Nicole, trust your gut. Oh, my God, I love Nicole from Big Brother. I really hope she wins, but it's going to be hard up against those showmances. Let me tell you, they are annoying. And did you guys, Miss Britt, did you see when, what's his name, Mickey was crying and he was like, Mama, I need Mama, Mama. And I was like, is this for real? This guy has me, I'm not even going to say what I'm going to say. Anyway, enough about Big Brother. I'm getting off topic. I love Big Brother. Let's hear more stories. And feel free, in the chat room, if you guys have synchronicities, if you guys have stories about coincidences, we would love to hear them and read them on air. And also, she said, yeah, I died, Mama. Where's Mama? Anyway, if you guys have any questions, let us know. So what else do you guys want to add to the combo?
I've got a lot. I don't know which one you want next. How about this one? Of all the times that you could look up in the sky, have you ever noticed that just when you need a reminder that the world is beautiful, like just when you're kind of down and you're thinking, you know, you hear the news and or you see, you know, tough stuff or you're driving back by like some houses that are like kind of run down and you're kind of feeling sorry for them that, you know, maybe they don't have enough money to like fix their roof and stuff. And you're kind of feeling down and you're like, oh, every once in a while, like just then you'll look up at the sky and just in that moment, you'll see a perfect formation of clouds, like in a perfect heart, not even like the kind where you have to try to like guess to put together, like it's a clear heart. Or a big rainbow all of a sudden, just when you need to see something like that to remind yourself of the beauty of 100%. The world. Or at night, like when you're walking, you know, into your house and you just happen to look up and catch a falling star. Think of like the one in a million chance of seeing that. And you just happen to see it at that moment. Those are kind of things that I really find beautiful that remind me of the beauty of the world. So I don't know if that's a coincidence.
I'm hearing them say, warmer, you're getting warmer. You're listening, you're seeing.
Yeah, those are wonderful.
And I know a lot of people see the cloud formations. They'll see angels with wings. And a lot of people take pictures of them. And I like to look at that on the internet. There's so many photographs of the coolest stuff. Or sometimes even if you're thinking about, like, your dog that passed away 3 years ago and you're missing him at the moment. And you look up and there's a cloud that looks exactly like a dog. And you're like, oh, you know, what are the chances of that?
Wow, you know, I have a big one, but I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna see what Natasha has.
Let me see. Well, if I'm really stressing about something, which I try not to do, but when I do that, then I'll be driving and I'll see the red-tailed hawk, and that's my totem animal, and it always comforts me and lets me know everything's going to be all right.
That's beautiful. I love the bird.
Really beautiful.
That
Thank
has
you.
To be, yeah, the animals are my favorite of all. And I do get birds and dragonflies the most. And
yeah.
It really is crazy. They'll land on my car. Dragonflies are big. Like, they're really big with me. I don't know what the deal is, but I love them. And they really, they swarm my car a lot, where I'll have one dragonfly, and he does not leave my car. And he'll actually, like, they'll do this a lot. They'll fly right, like, in front of my windshield, like, if I'm just sitting in the car waiting to pick up my daughter at school. And it'll just,
wow.
You know how it can hover? It'll just hover for, like, 2 minutes straight staring at me. So I have to say, oh, hey, you know, you're really beautiful. You know, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I realize it's, like, an angel or a guide giving me,
yes.
You know, they sent it.
I was just
going
to say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I get the dragonflies and the birds all the time, and I love them and appreciate it every single time. And I just sit there and I stare at them for the longest time, and I think the birds are so beautiful. Cranes, I get lots of cranes.
Mm-hmm. If you guys ever see that, it is definitely a walk-in from a spirit guide, an angel, anyone trying to connect with you. But I do want to read some of these in the chat. It looks like we have some synchronicities that people want to share. So Irene says, I think my utmost synchronicity was when I felt my dad was passing over. I ran there and it almost happened. The other major one was when my dad crossed over, I just felt it and called at that precise moment. Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge,
wow.
Irene. So we have another one, and that is from Connect to Joy. And she says, I have been told to have faith and trust, and also my astro chart and previous guidance told me that I would meet a couple of special people when I moved to Canada. Oh, Natasha's from Canada. I met another Libra at a street fair, and we got along really well. It just felt right. Now we are creating a company together. Wow, that's
wow.
So cool.
Wow.
Keep them coming, guys. We love to hear from you. We love it. Let's see. Connect to Joy also says, Hawk tells me focus. I get tons of birds as messengers. Connect to Joy also says she thinks it's very cool about the dragonfly conversation.
The dragonflies are so cool. I don't know if you guys get the dragonflies, but they swarm my car. Sometimes I'll get like 30 of them. And they'll fly around forever, and I just watch them the whole time. I don't know if you guys get that.
It must be a southern thing, because that is not happening up north.
It must be. Maybe they're just, you know, really prevalent down here. I know Irene said, she said, sadly, I never saw, I guess, anything in the clouds. And I just got the message for you, Irene, that keep looking in the clouds. I don't know exactly what you're going to see, but they're telling me to tell you to look in the clouds. So I guess you're going to see something soon. That'll be interesting.
Oh, my gosh. Felicia, read the other one on the bottom.
So Connected Joy says, I got purple bird poop on my car once. As a sign that I had asked for, it was at Felicia's house. Now, I have to ask, why in the world would you ask for a sign of purple bird poop. I'm not really sure. I heard that's like in a lot of cultures, bird poop is like good luck, right?
It is. Yes, I've heard that too.
But I don't know about it being on your car as a sign. I don't know. I guess it was good luck. I guess that's what it was.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That's really cool.
Goofy.
What about, Natasha, what do you think about when people are connected to crystals and they're in a crystal shop and they're intuitively connected to a crystal and then it all of a sudden they look at what it means and it's exactly what they need at that time? What do you think about that kind of synchronicity?
Yeah, I think there's an attraction between a crystal and a person because they need to learn from each other, I believe. So I was going to say Teal did a video about crystals, and she did one where, like, it's basically your totem crystal and it's also your shadow crystal. And she said hers was rhodochrosite, and I bought a ring like that. It's really beautiful. And that energy is self-love energy. And I'm like, oh, boy, that's everybody's shadow.
So what's a shadow?
We all
what's
need to
a
work
shadow?
On self-love, right?
Yep. What's
and,
a shadow, Natasha?
The shadow is like the side of yourself that you need to work on. So basically, I mean, in a nutshell, it's always to love yourself more, right?
Awesome.
So because if you love yourself more, that trickles into all parts of your life. And by
that's
the way,
so
I also bought, I recently bought a rhodochrosite heart pendant. And I noticed when I was wearing that, I was saying what was on my mind more. And I think it's because it makes you authentic. Because if you're being authentic, you're honoring yourself. You're honoring the self-love you have for yourself. And then I thought to myself, when I wear that pendant, I'm just going to make sure it's not around people where I want to be blurting out the truth every 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's a good idea to just keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have little secrets for just your private self.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. So we have a comment from Miss Britt, and she says, I always have the synchronicity where I will happen to be looking at something at the same time that word will be spoke from the radio show, etc. That's huge. That's a big one. What do you think about that, Felicia and Natasha?
Yeah, that's a big one. I mean, and that's really cool that it has both the word, like she'll see the word and it'll be spoken. So, like, just, like, reaffirming that, you know, that makes it really, really noticeable. Definitely a synchronicity for sure.
And
did she say that she connects with what's being said?
What was that?
Is that what you said? Did she connect to what's being said in a particular show?
In general.
Oh,
so if
general,
she's like thinking of a word or thinking of something, she'll be listening to the radio and it'll just come up. That's really cool.
But yes. And again, that's another situation where you're being told you're on track again.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. So that's awesome.
Definitely, and I think the thing that we wanted to get across for this show the most is, and Natasha had literally said this right out the barrel, that, you know, synchronicities are going to start to happen when you align with the flow of the universe rather than insisting the universe flow your way. It's huge. You know, you just don't resist. Just let it happen. And when you see these, like Natasha said, that is the first step that you are on your intuitive path. That's huge. When Natasha said that, I was blown away because it's so true.
It is. It will flow like that, right? Because then it becomes not just one synchronicity. Then you'll just notice like a whole bunch of them happening one after another after another. And it won't be the same thing. It'll probably start with numbers, and then it'll be like songs on the radio, and then it'll be, but it'll just keep going like that. And the more that you pay attention, the more that they know, like, oh, hey, you know, they're paying attention. Let's give them more and more and more. And that is really their way of saying, we are by your side. We are helping to guide you. We are there supporting you. And that's what I love about the synchronicities. And when I really started to pay attention to them, that's when I really noticed how many there were. And when you do pay attention to them, they happen a lot more. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but they do happen a lot more, and it'll be all different kinds, and it'll be often, a lot.
Yeah.
Like every week, like always. The more you pay attention to them, the more, you know, they're probably always there, but then when you pay attention to them, it just seems like they just flow that way. So that's really cool that you said that, Natasha, because that's really kind of how it does seem to go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you said that at 1 hour, 11 minutes into the show.
Wow.
I'm telling you, that is the biggest, the 11s are my biggest number, and I always think, you know, they must really have to hit me over the head so many times for something. But I will tell you that no matter how many times they have to, like when I'm reading somebody, a lot of times they'll have the same exact message for them. If something hasn't changed yet, you know, they'll say the same thing. Or if somebody has a question, and they've asked that question many times before, in the back of my head, I think, I wonder if the angels get tired of answering the same question. And the answer is no. They have like infinite patience. They never care how many times you ask the question. They understand it, and I think that's so lovely. So I know that as many times as I've ignored the angel numbers, I know that they didn't get frustrated with me. They're just like, eventually she'll get it. But they never, you know, they don't tire of things like that, which I think is so great. I wanted to say that because I know I've heard that question many times before. Do they get tired of the same question? Or they don't. They're just really, really trying to connect with you. And however many times they bring it up or how they have to say it, they don't mind.
You know,
that's what they told me.
Another coincidence I want to bring up, and I know Natasha has experience with this from what I've heard, the twin flame souls. Those people it's the same person, just split. They tend to share like a similar background, similar life experience events, same type of time period. They're kind of the same soul working on similar issues, and they kind of, the coincidence after coincidence, it's like looking at a mirror of yourself.
Yes. I would say like what you described to me is more soulmate. I wouldn't say that that doesn't happen, because of course it does, but it's usually that's more soulmate, because the twin flame is more of a spiritual connection. So when these two people are talking, it depends how evolved they are too, right? So, I don't know. Like, I see that stuff online. They also talk about the false twin flame and all this. And I'm like, listen, if it's your twin flame, you'll know it the way you know the back of your hand.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You'll just know. You'll know it very strongly.
So,
yeah, it's,
do
it's,
people have
at the top. It's, sorry, go ahead.
I would just, I had a question for you. Do people typically have, like, a twin flame that their connection would be, like, in this lifetime? Or do you think it most of the time it's more of, like, a spiritual connection where, like, maybe even an ET having a connection with you or a spirit that had crossed and now you're connecting with them? Like, how does that usually work?
It works both ways. So a certain percentage of the population has incarnated with their twin flame. And if they're not actually incarnated with you, they're with you at all times anyway. They're around you because they basically are part of your team.
Wow.
They're part of your angels and guides. Like, no one on earth is ever separated from their twin flame. It's just a question of, did they incarnate or not? And the reason being you're the same soul. You can't be separated. And that's why
that's true.
Two twin flames here in the 3D decide to physically not have a connection. They're always there. Like when I met my twin flame, I could smell his soul signature because I can smell soul signatures. And his soul signature and mine are exactly the same smell. That's how I knew.
Oh, my.
That was part of why I knew that we were the same soul.
And is your twin in spirit or in the physical?
He lives 40 minutes away.
Oh, that's so fun, though. Oh.
And I met him
in a
spiritual group on Facebook. And the interesting thing, too, like I have one of the abilities I have is electrical energy comes out of my hands, my fingertips, and the bottom of my feet, I discovered recently. And he also has very strong electrical energy. Like one time we were hugging, and when we were hugging, I felt almost like lightning in my heart.
Wow.
And another thing that's really unusual is when I would pull up to the visitor parking lot, so I wouldn't even be pulled up in his driveway, I'd pull over there. And he said to me, oh, I know you're here because my whole body goes electrical when you're close by.
Whoa, that's kind of like really sexy and cool. But kind of scary. It's like he gets electrocuted.
But I was just going to say there's no mistaking it. That's like I tell people, if you're twin flames, a lot of multidimensional things will happen. You know?
That's awesome.
That's so
cool.
There's a question in the chat, and I kind of want to know it too. Irene asks, so we all have twin flames. What's the difference between twin flames and soulmates?
Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah.
Because okay.
I don't know.
I only know the soulmate version. I only know the soulmate version.
Okay, so I have met more than one soulmate, so I know how that feels too.
Yes.
What happens with the soulmate connection is you recognize them. You'll be like, oh, it's you again. You feel like, and you start talking, and it's so comfortable. And there may be where you guys both experience some negative situations that seem similar, kind of back to what Laura was saying. That reminds me of a soulmate connection. But you feel really comfortable with each other. And generally speaking, you work together. You don't work against each other. So it feels really nice. And soulmates can be anybody, right? It can be your friend. It can be a partner. It can be a family member. You're just so comfortable with them. That's what really stands out.
Yeah, my sister is my soulmate. It's crazy.
Yeah,
we're psychic twins.
Yes. By the way, if people want to know more about that, Pamela Erland did a video about all the kinds of twin flame soulmate connections, because there's different ones even within that classification. And I also have someone very close to me, and we're literally half soulmate, half twin flame connection, and it's awesome. So we've got that spiritual connection.
But we have the also everyday awesome connection. I didn't even know what
that's
a thing.
Really cool.
And you know what? I
wow.
figured out that that's what it was most likely, and then I had an awesome intuitive confirm it. And you know what? I didn't even know it was a thing until I watched Pamela Erlin's video. And I'm like, I have that. I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm gonna look
that I didn't know what to make of it. I'm like, it feels like a twin flame. It feels like it's soulmate. It's like it's both. So, you know?
Wow.
So,
so
yeah.
Tell us what the twin flame feels like again. Like, how would you know the difference?
If it's just the twin flame connection?
Yeah, right, if it's
not
just that one.
Combo one? Okay, so with me, when I met him on Facebook, we were typing back and forth, and I could smell the energy was going crazy, and I could feel magic and sparkles. It's like I could touch magic and sparkles. It sounds so strange. And then we met in person, and we went to a park, and we did energy healings on each other. And when he started working on me, I felt touching down the sides of my head. And so right now, if I were to, you know, stop talking to you guys, and if I speak to his, like, soul energy, I will feel touching down the sides of my head if I speak out loud to him, even though he lives 40 minutes away.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like, really intense. Like, there's an intensity about it.
Yeah.
More than just like,
yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I got
you. And literally, like, when we were at the park and all that, like, when you're in that person's energy, you feel high. Like, you don't feel like you're really on earth. That's why I say it's a spiritual connection. It's got that floaty sensation. It's pretty amazing. And we're both into spirituality, so we have the most amazing conversations. We're actually possibly going to be doing videos together.
That would be great.
Topic. Yeah, we're talking about doing that.
I was going to say,
know?
Like, when you were talking about him, I was like, oh, my God, it would be so cool to see you guys, like, in action together, like, doing videos and everything.
Well, you know what? He's a powerful healer, too. And I said to him, you know, we should heal people as a team. People would love it, a team of twin flames healing people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You guys would go viral.
that's not what
Irene,
said, but I think he's interested
Irene
in doing the video. Go ahead.
Yeah. Irene has a question that's interesting. I can't wait to hear what you guys say. She said, can your soulmate be an animal?
Yes.
Yeah,
that is
definitely.
So cool.
Yes.
Because you can have a lot of soulmates,
you're,
right? So.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, your higher self is also infinite. So you could be having your, like, let's say your Felicia incarnation right now, and you could also have a piece of your soul in a tree. You could have a piece of your soul in an animal. It really depends what your higher self wants to do. You're just like little, if you can imagine a flashlight flashing down, it's just a little fractal of who you are. You're part of a much bigger collective of your higher self. It's really crazy hard for us to understand, but... it's crazy.
That's right. I'm
going to guess Irene is thinking about a lion. I'm going to see what she says, but I know she works with lions. She's really talented. She's such an animal activist. But I bet, I could be wrong, but are you thinking one of your soulmates is a lion? I mean, I know you have the picture with the lion there, but she's got this amazing connection to them. So I'm wondering if that's what she's, which animal she's particularly thinking of. A lion and a dog. Okay. She just said a lion and a dog.
Hmm.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like we only have a couple minutes left. Is there anything else that you guys would want to add to the conversation before we wrap up?
No, I just think it's been like a really beautiful conversation. Like, I think it probably a lot of people listening will be like, yeah, I have a lot of synchronicities. I didn't know what they were. So I think it's really good.
I agree. And I was just going to say people need to get out of their own way. I'm just going to remind people, stay in the heart space, stay out of your ego. And when I say that, I'm not saying, you know, you don't, like, you integrate your ego, you balance your ego with your soul. So you should speak from the heart, which is speaking from the soul. Your ego does have it serves as your personality, not to run the show. It cannot run the show. If it runs the show, you'll make your life a misery. So just, you know.
Did you say your personality? Don't let your personality run the show?
Well, your personality is your ego in a healthy way, okay? But you want to stay out of, like, you know when people are having drama? They're popping into ego. They're not really speaking from the heart. They're going in. As soon as you see you're trying to defend something, you've gone into ego.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, like you're closing off. You don't really want to hear the other person. You're feeling hurt. As soon as you're feeling all these different negative emotions, you've let the ego take over in an unhealthy way. And so what you want to do is when you, anything that comes out of your mouth, this is how I trained myself. Anything that come out of my mouth, I would say to myself, is that from ego or is that from heart? Because the heart isn't going to get offended. The heart isn't going to get mad. The heart is going to try and understand.
That's fabulous.
And what ends up happening is you have really peaceful connections with the people around you, and they love to be around you because they know you're not ever going to attack them or anything.
Oh, that's so evolved. That is so evolved, Natasha. I love that. I'm going to start putting that into action. That is awesome. Wow.
It just makes your life more peaceful. And then just people need to have their quiet time and their nature time. Spend time in nature whenever you can. It, what's that word? It resets you. So if people are into meditation, it resets you. If you have a salt water bath, that resets you. All those things will reset you so you can release what happened during the day or during a certain situation. Sorry, you guys can do your last comment too.
That was really awesome. That was so good.
It really was.
Thank you.
Wow.
It really was.
Yeah, if you think with your heart, and like for me, I always think what's super easy to remember is to have compassion always, because that really gives you a really good understanding always. And, you know, I've heard ego has its place, but you never want it to kind of get out of whack, you know. So I always try to stay in compassion, because then you can never go wrong. And it doesn't mean, like, you have to, like, accept what people do or think it's right. But if you have compassion, you can kind of understand it better. So I try to stay in compassion all the time. And it's pretty easy for me. I don't know. I've just been doing that my whole life. So it's kind of the way that I roll.
Sometimes I get advantage of, though.
But, you know, I would rather be compassionate and have those few times where, you know, I get hurt rather than just not be myself, you know?
Absolutely. One of the last things that I would want to say is, you know, once you start really tapping into those synchronicities and they really start happening continuously, I would then take the next step and Google or read some books on all the different psychic and healing abilities that someone could have, because I really believe that you'll be very surprised to find that you will have maybe one, two, or maybe a lot of them. So, you know, really delve in and uncover your true natural born abilities. Everybody has them, and they're really beautiful to understand and to really connect and to know that there is no barrier, that you can let go of the fear. You know, everybody is, well, I wouldn't say everybody, but, you know, a lot of people have the fear of dying. What's going to happen when I die? I know that I'm going to die. It's inevitable. And people live in fear. And people live in fear also for connecting with people. I'm afraid to get close to people because I don't want them to die and leave. When you can really just connect to the universal energy and connect and understand that there's the veil is so thin. I mean, you once you unwrap these abilities, you really can start feeling, hearing, seeing, touching. Like, I mean, you'll be amazed at what you can do. You really can be amazed at what you can do. And then all the fear just kind of melts away. Then you're like, I'm okay. I can live my life and I don't have to be afraid of dying. I don't have to be afraid of when this person dies or this or that. Like, life really, really does go on. As Ryan said, you level up. So it's all good.
Very true.
Yeah, very true. The angels just said, like, bravo, Laura. They're like, they didn't say that word, but they're like, they're all, like, smiling and proud. Like, oh, yep, that was a great point to bring up. They're, like, really proud of you for that one.
Thank you. That's awesome. So I want to go around and get everybody's information so that people know how to reach you. Just kind of go forward again and let people know what exactly you do so that they know, you know, if they need a healing or they need this or that, they know which to connect with. You know what I mean? So let's start with Natasha.
Okay. So I'm the master energy healer, the happiness coach, palm reader, and angel oracle card reader. And my website is healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com.
Beautiful. Felicia?
I'm an empath, an angel channeler, a medium, and a psychic intuitive. And you can reach me at Sacred Embers Network. And also at angelicwhispersinthesun@gmail.com.
Awesome. And I'm Laura Honorheim. You can go to my website at lotuslala.com. And I have all my services listed. I do the Oracle Tarot psychic readings, which are intuitively used with the clairs. And then I straight channel spirit. Also, I want to just let everyone know that you can follow the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. You could follow the Sacred Embers like page on Facebook. The support group that we have on Facebook, it's under Sacred Embers group, is phenomenal. People post very uplifting things and everybody just has each other's backs, and you'll be able to stay updated with all the shows. So it's a really great place if you just want to have a spiritual community to really tap into. So I'm very grateful for tonight, and I loved hanging out with you ladies. I love everyone in the chat, too. Thank you.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
Yep.
And it was wonderful to hear all your synchronicity.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you so much. It was a beautiful, beautiful Friday Lighthouse episode.
Yay.
Love and light. Love and light.
Have an
awesome
weekend,
guys.
You too.
In blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day dog say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.